Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's upset you now?
So, okay, so this is a Q&A. Just imagine me and Paul sat there in black chairs, table on the side with a glass of water, and Mikey in the middle with a clipboard, and we're at the BFI, I think.
It's like Newsnight.
Or it's like Newsnight.
If Newsnight was on ITV2.
Yes. So, all right. Okay. So, yeah, you're Paxman.
I'm Paxman.
Yeah, go hard, yeah. Mikey. If there's any sort of avoidance, go, look, you haven't answered the question. I'm sorry, I really must press you on this.
Yes or no?
Have you ever shaved your pubes?
Yes or no? Well, I kind of, no, yes or no.
All right.
That sort of thing, yeah.
Not all of them are great questions, I will say, but I'm going to be fair and just read them all. First person to send a question in is
How
Oscar,
many are there?
About 92.
What?
You're going to read 92 questions?
I'm not going to read 92 questions.
Well, then you just said I'm going to be fair and read all the questions.
Well, until within a time limit.
Until one of us drops dead.
But also because there's no structure to this, this means that this ends when one of the three of us go, oh, I'm a bit bored now. But basically, I will read as many questions until we get the feeling we've run out of steam.
I disagree. I think there's enough repeat questions in there that a lot of them are going to be skipped. There's some
really quick
answers.
Duplicates. I think what you should have done there. Just hold on a second.
I'm sorry.
I think what you should have done there is gone, and this question was also asked by.
Yeah, Mikey.
But that may be what happens. I haven't done that yet.
We're going to do that live.
Yeah, I'll do it live. I'll get to another one and I'll be like, that's the same. We've already answered that. Thank you. Blah, 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 blah.
Showbiz Mikey. I mean, there is a reason we call him Showbiz Mikey. Look at that. So showbiz.
So you're going to realise that midway through asking the question, you go, oh, actually, we've already asked that, but thank you very much. Okay, fine.
Yeah, that's fair, isn't it? Oh, we've got one.
I hope anyone listening to this hasn't got plans for the next 7 or 8 hours.
I think it'll be quicker than you think. First question is from Oscar Doughty.
Okay.
I don't know what he means by this, but where do you get your wacky ideas from?
Oscar, fucking hell. Mikey, are they all like this?
Look, the point is, we've given the patrons an opportunity to ask what they want. We have to just answer.
Wait. Hey, Paul, we've known each other over a long time. We've had some very deep chats, but there's something you've never told me. And I want to hear the answer. Where'd you get all your wacky ideas from? Where'd you get all your wacky... Honestly, when Paul's on one of his rants, all I'm thinking is, such a wacky guy.
Yeah.
Fucking £5 to fucking drop someone off at Gatwick. This guy is wacky.
Great question. Oscar. I don't Sean, I'm gonna pass it on to you.
No, do you know what? I know what's happening here. You're just trying to keep your cards close to your chest because you don't want us to know where you get your wacky ideas from.
If I let you know where my wacky ideas come from, everyone will be bloody doing it.
I've just spat water out.
If you're talking about where I can only speak for myself here, ideas come from stand-up. My sort of stand-up is quite everyday kind of story-based stuff, so it tends to be things that have sort of happened to me or things that I have seen. So I draw a lot of my inspiration from other people's wacky ideas.
That's a good answer.
I would say the same as Paul. It comes.
You can't say the same as me. You've got to come up with your own. You've got to come up with your own answer.
I would say my wacky ideas come from the cup of life.
Oh,
I drink from the cup of life.
Now I think the answer we've all been waiting for, Mikey. Where do you get your wacky ideas from? Psychedelic drugs.
Where did you get the idea to shit in a cup and have your brother sniff it? Where did that wacky idea come from?
I think my ideas just come from something within me.
Just divine, something divine.
Yeah, they're given to me by God.
Are you religious now, Mikey?
No, I'm not, but they're given to me by a higher being.
Oh dear.
The next question is from just Adam. There's no second name. What does Paul think is the stupidest thing both Sean and Mikey have said on the pod?
Good question. I like that. That's a good question. Do you say think, by the way, with an F?
No, I say think with a TH. What do you mean?
No. It sounds like you say think. Yeah. I've had to, it's taken me years to, I still say three, the number three.
Oh, yeah.
But it's taken me years to, no, but it's three. Three.
I don't actually hear that. I've been over this with friends before. I don't know why.
The beauty of this, sorry, what was the name of that person that sent in that question?
Adam.
Just Adam.
Just Adam.
So I think the great thing here is these two are sort of answering the question for me because I don't think a time will come where I've ever heard either of them say the stupidest thing I've ever heard them say. Every day is whatever the opposite of a school day is with these two.
Stuart Abel says, Mikey, if you had to choose who you would like to spend a week with locked in a room, Paul or Sean, who would it be and why?
Is this to you?
Yeah, it's to me.
What room is this? What's the room?
I don't know. They haven't answered the room. I guess we could put it to everyone as well. Just who would you rather be locked in a room with?
Well, hang on. What's in the room?
Exactly. If there's like an iPad and headphones, I wouldn't care. I'd be like, okay, fine. I'm just going to watch something for a week and...
Well, the thing is, me and Mikey could listen to Blink-182.
Yeah, there
is.
So that's why
we need to know what's in the room. Depends what's in the room, doesn't it?
I don't know. He just says it's a locked room. I think.
So it's prison.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, let's say prison.
Why is the room locked?
I mean, I don't know why you're asking me. We need to ask Stuart these questions because I don't know. This is his question. But just a locked room. I don't know. I think Sean, you'd react quicker. You'd be angry about the fact you'd be like, why bloody hell are we locked in this room? This place is fucking annoying.
Of course I'm angry. We'd be locked in a room. Yeah, why am I getting like...
No.
That's a bad trait of Sean's.
No.
He gets locked in a room he doesn't want to be in and he starts kicking off.
No, but I think you'd...
What is that?
You'd kick off sooner, but Paul would slow burn, get more annoyed about being locked in the room for longer. So I think you'd... I don't... Yeah.
The thing is... The honest answer is the combination of me and Paul locked in a room is just the stupidest idea anyone's ever come up with. You couldn't pick two worse people
I would not like that at all.
Oh, yeah.
I'm claustrophobic when I'm fucking locked in a room and I don't know why.
As well.
I don't like, as soon as I can't get out somewhere, I don't like it.
I just think it has to, Mikey seems to be the only one, like You don't
I think
really
Mikey
get
would
stressed.
Be the best person to get locked in a room out of three of us.
He doesn't get stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
so it has to be Mikey.
I'd probably
you
enjoy
can't
it.
Have me. How the fuck are me and Paul going to plan an escape route? We're just going to be fucking moaning. No,
but the question so is, who of the two of us would he rather be locked in the room with?
Oh, yeah. That is true. That is the,
well,
oh,
I was just answering it myself. Yeah.
You've made your own interpretation there, haven't you?
I'd say, but okay, fine. With two durations, if it was short term, Paul, if it was long term, Sean.
Very diplomatic, Mikey. That'd well,
good
done.
Answer.
Okay.
Well, excellent good. Answer. Cowardly, but for the greater good, great answer.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Orla O'Connell, what are your biggest icks?
Well, that's what this is. That's what What's Upset You Now is.
Yeah, so what's your...
It's the fucking icks of fucking existing.
What's your biggest one? Because I actually know mine straight off. It's milk. I fucking hate milk.
Do you?
Yeah, and anyone drinking milk makes me feel sick.
Would you ever walk up to someone while they're drinking milk and just smack it out of their hand? And
I
go,
wanted
you make
to
me
once.
Feel sick.
There was someone that came and got a coffee once, and it was an iced latte, but it was we used like that quite like fatty milk, and they
oh,
had
I love
a bit
that.
Of they had a
like
bit
the
of
American
milk
style
fat.
Milk.
Yeah, they had the bit of the milk fat blob on their lip, and they were talking to me, and I was like, "Oh, you fucking dirty,
you dirty man."
Yeah,
I think that I don't actually have a problem with milk. I'll tell you one. I've got one. I don't know if I've ever said it on here, and if I have, it was just in passing. But the way posh people pronounce S's, if there's two S's, so digisu.
Oh yeah, that is annoying.
Oh my god, it drives me insane. Anyone on the radio? So they go really hard on the S, like you would in Italian with the Z. The big issue here. It's issue. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
that drives me insane.
Oh, that is annoying. I don't like people referring to their partners as their lover. But like seriously, that
is weird. That is really fucking weird. That's a great shout. I don't think I've ever experienced that. Thank God.
Mark Wolder, the three of you are stranded on a desert island. Who gets eaten first?
I mean, I think I would probably be the sensible choice, but I feel like if, you know, if this is a serious question, sorry, I think Mikey, it would be you.
Wait, why?
I just think that's how it would play out. If it went Lord of the Rings.
I'm trying to...
But based on... No, but I would be... You'd be the... I'd say you are
Hang
the
on,
oldest,
are we,
so to be fair...
I'd say I don't give a fuck.
But this is where it would get complicated, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't want to get eaten.
No.
And I don't necessarily... I don't really want to eat you either, no offence.
Okay, fine.
No offence.
I mean,
I didn't hurt your feelings, Paul.
This is a
I don't
really
want to eat you.
I don't wake up every morning thinking that I'd like to eat you. But I mean, I'm assuming the sort of point of this question is we need to eat someone to stay alive.
No, but why would you eat me over Sean then?
Because this is eat or be eaten.
But why don't you eat Sean? You can eat him.
Because I just think it would be...
You think it'd be easier to convince me to be eaten?
Yes.
All right.
My honest feeling on this is that is how it would go. Sean, what do you think?
There is more on you, Mikey.
What do you mean? Well, I'm fatter.
Well, Paul is a shorter man.
Yeah, fine, but I don't know why are you
so
not
we'll
being
get,
discussed
well, so,
as an eatable
so
person?
Well, I'm not going to fucking nominate myself, am I? Oh, guys, I thought about it. And do you know what the fairest answer is? I'm the biggest. Go on, have a bite. Have a nibble of that. What do you want about?
I just think based on how all three of us would react to sorry, mate, we're going to have to eat you. I think you would put up the least resistance. You'd be like, well, why me? And I'd be like, straight away, the fact that you've questioned it, if you went, Paul, we're going to have to eat you, you'd go, no, you're fucking eating me. Sean, I imagine, would react in a similar way.
Yeah,
I think
you'd go, I'm not getting eaten, not today.
Why am
not
I
today.
The one that's getting eaten? And you go, straight away, you haven't said no, have you? Do you see what I mean? I think it would be the path of least resistance would be to eat you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now, do you know what? It's that thing, you know, when you've spoken about it a lot and it's in my head now, like when you speak about food and you go, oh, I really fancy that. Do you know what? I really want to fucking eat you. I want to eat you, Mikey.
This still hasn't made me want to eat you, but I'm just being real here.
I don't even give a shit. I've got a cupboard full of food and I don't care. I want to put you in a bun and have a Mikey burger.
Well, you know, I'd eat both of you then. And then I'd have food for weeks.
Go on, try it.
I'd make you try think it. You were going to be able to eat me, and then
I'd make you think you were going to eat me.
Do you know what?
It's right into my trap.
Yeah, yeah. I'd poison myself so that I was poisonous, and then you'd both die eating me.
Yeah, well, good one, because the irony is we've already taken the anti-serum, right, so we can't die from that. And once we killed you, Paul went into the jungle. He found a big, massive, giant bag of chips. He also found some flour, right? So we battered you, and we had like a deep-fried Mikey, like chicken Mikey burger
with fries, and it was fucking delicious.
It was delicious.
We finish eating you. We walked to the other side of the island to make camp and find a deserted cafe that has only just gone out of business and realise we didn't need to eat you after all.
Yeah.
Fuck, loads of food that you would have really liked. And it's a milk-free cafe. Yeah. Their whole thing is that they don't serve milk. It's like, bloody hell, this place looks like it was designed for Mikey. What a shame. We'll raise a glass to you and just say, what a shame. R.I.P. There was no need for him to die.
Totally. And the worst thing was, it was called Mikey's. Just rubbing it in.
Pictures of you behind the wall. Turns out they were huge fans of the podcast, and had you have gone in there, you'd have been treated like a king.
And
as we're wiping away the residue of your scorched body.
And the worst thing was, is that it was meant to be your surprise birthday party.
Yeah, all of your loved ones
were
there.
We were meant to turn up.
We weren't deserted after all. Turns out all of your friends were there.
Do you know what? We had read dessert. It was actually dessert. It was dessert like dessert. Like pudding. Yeah.
It's like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
Okay, well, I'm not going down without some sort of a fight. I don't think I'll get eaten. I don't want to be eaten.
Too late. The fryer's on.
Fryer? Anyway, I think that's all the questions we've got time for.
So that was, of course, just a 15-minute snippet of What's Upset You Now. If you want to listen to the entire hour, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/WUYN and you can get, you can get a free trial. No money. Do it now.
I got so excited and I almost signed up myself and then realised I don't need to. I've heard the episodes. I was there. If I wasn't there, I would definitely be signing up for that free trial right now.
Where would you do that? Where would you go?
I'd probably first port of call would be patreon.com/WUYN.
WUYN.
And if they couldn't help me, then I'd worry about that then. But I reckon if you speak to those guys, they can give you a free trial. patreon.com/WUYN.